At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
The Football Pod with Paddy and Andy.
It's All-Ireland Final Week. Anything to say, boys?
No, it's great to be here. It's great.
How would you stop?
Download the OTB Sports app and subscribe to the GAA podcast feed now.
Sarah Dervin is with us. She is the captain of the Galway All-Ireland winning Camogie team. Another All-Ireland winner. This is a morning for luxuriating in glory. Sarah, how are you getting on this morning?
Not too bad, guys. Not too bad. Delighted. Woke up with the biggest smile on my face this morning. And to even hear Galway All-Ireland champions, it's a dream come true.
Where are you guys? Did you guys go straight home after the game last night? Was there a homecoming in Galway?
No. We stayed up, just family and ourselves. We stayed up in Dublin in the Carlton Hotel.
Very good. So the homecoming is today. You've got all that to look forward to as well. Can you just take us back to the game itself? Because you started really well and then Cork roared back. And with a couple of minutes left to go, it's still in the melting pot, so you had to finish really strong. When are you comfortable in the match? Is it literally at the full-time whistle where you're like, okay, that's over? Or
I think, I suppose, for me, it was seeing Orna McGrath put the ball over the bar at the 63rd minute. I think it was 63:05, and I was like, put it up 3 points. And I just said, we actually have it. And then the final whistle blew, and it was just unbelievable scenes. Girls coming off the bench, running onto the pitch was just unreal. But that was the moment I finally went, okay, yeah, we have it.
So the very last seconds, essentially.
You can never take anything for granted.
No comfort in a game against a side who obviously are, you know, littered with All-Ireland winners and who are coming, getting back to the level that they were at when they were All-Ireland champions. So you didn't have it easy. You didn't have it easy in the semi-finals either. It's been one of those years where you've had to fight for every single success along the way, which I guess makes you better game after game after game. Is that right?
Yeah, like, I suppose we played Cork in the league semi-final and they brought us to extra time. And I suppose that day we kind of said, you know, as you said, never say die attitude. We just said we'd go, and we took the game to Cork and came out the right side of it. Then it kind of went into championship then, and the same thing kind of with Kilkenny. We beat Kilkenny in the dying seconds. There was a couple of goal opportunities that they didn't get, and that was down to the work rate of our girls and our forwards. Ada Shriley got a vital hook at the last second in that game for us to win it by a point. And I suppose against Tip then, they threw everything at us and we still stood firm. And I think that all kind of stood to us in our mentality. And when Cork got that goal, you know, it was all down to how we were going to react from that. And thankfully, we reacted so positively, and you know, we dug deep and we grounded out that win and got the next two scores, which just sealed the deal for us.
Sarah, Galway have obviously had their fair share of heartbreak when it comes to Camogie All-Ireland Finals. How much did that pain motivate you, and how much does it make this all the sweeter this morning?
Yeah, like, I have to say this is a sweet one, absolutely. You know, especially from last year, you know, like that, the game was in the melting pot until the 54th minute, and there was a penalty then, and the next thing the game was over and it was gone, and the O'Duffy was going to Kilkenny. And I suppose when we went back this year, our goal was to get back to an All-Ireland final. And, you know, we worked hard, we trained hard, and, you know, we hit the ground running then when the ball was thrown in, and was just unbelievable, amazing, and just such a great feeling to wake up this morning in the All-Ireland champion.
The semi-final performance was a bit patchy, and I guess you came in for some criticism about whether or not you were getting back to the level that you'd need to be to win in All-Ireland. And then the first 10 minutes, 5 points on the board. So obviously the importance of the start and making sure that the good start was there, and the quality of play in that first 10 minutes was a real sign that everybody was actually bringing their game face. What was the dressing room like after the semi-final, and what were the conversations like at training between the semi-final and the final? Because you got through it, which is obviously the sign of a good team, but you definitely didn't play to your full potential in the semi.
No, definitely not. And that was testament to Tip. Like, they worked hard, they turned over ball, and they got a couple of goal chances. And, you know, I suppose we just kind of knew that, like, Cork are a brilliant team, and that performance wasn't going to cut it on an All-Ireland final day. So I suppose we just had to kind of take the positives from the game and know that we had to up our work rate and we had to work up our intensity. And if we weren't, we weren't going to live with Cork. And I suppose when the minute ball was thrown in, we just focused on ourselves, focused on our game, and just brought an unbelievable want and hunger to win that ball back every time. And that's the way it worked out.
There was a bit of controversy in the build-up to the game, and the Cork captain wasn't sure if they were going to get her, if she was going to be allowed to play. The DRA eventually at the last minute essentially allowed the suspension to be set aside and dealt with afterwards, because there's just a glitch in the Camogie rule book. How do you block out that? Because I know everybody always says, oh, that's nothing to do with us, we've got to control the controllables. But at the same time, very important player in the opposition, they name 14, they have 16 in the parade. You know, as mind games go, it's right up there. How do you block that out? And was it actually were you successful at totally blocking it out?
Yeah, like, we knew obviously that what was going on in the background, but like, we wanted to focus on ourselves and we wanted to focus on what we could bring. And, you know, if Orla got off or Doc got off, it didn't matter to us. What mattered to us was, you know, 15 players plus the 20 odd girls on the bench, what we could bring and what we could, you know, attack the game with. And we played to our strengths, and that's what we focused on. If she was playing, she was playing. If she wasn't, she wasn't. And we couldn't control that. As you said, you can't, you know, control what you control. But we've just focused on ourselves. And, you know, we let management, if they wanted to work on that, they work on that. But as players, we blocked out the noise and we just focused on the game.
What happens over the next little while then, Sarah? How does a homecoming work in the current circumstances?
I don't know, to be honest. Joel, I haven't heard any homecoming things yet. I don't know what's going to happen, but look, we're just delighted. Like, it's hard to have a homecoming when you don't have the cup, but we're just unbelievably thrilled to be on the right side of things. And, you know, All-Ireland champions twice in 3 years is a brilliant achievement, and I'm just so delighted and, you know, hugely proud of everyone, the single girls out there, and they died with their boots on. And, you know, it's just testament to the work they've put in all year that we're on the right side of.
Do you appreciate this a little bit more, considering you've been in the winner's enclosure in the past and you know exactly how quickly these moments can flitter away?
Yeah, like, it's, yeah, we really took this win in. I suppose, you know, dressing room match for match, when you lose an All-Ireland final, it's a horrible place to be, and it's hard to pick yourself up from that. But you, like, when you park that and you move on to the next year, you would do everything you possibly can to make sure you're not in one of those dressing rooms again, because they're so hard. And, like, our dressing room yesterday was just electric, absolutely electric, and it's an unbelievable place to be in, and you wouldn't want to be anywhere in the world only in that dressing room.
Am I right in saying that you had to postpone your wedding twice last year, and eventually it was ended up being one of the dates was around the time you got beaten in the All-Ireland final?
Yeah, it was the week before it. Yeah, look, it's unfortunately it's a situation we're in the pandemic, but we'll get there eventually. Like, you know, this winning this now does take the sting out of postponing it that many times, but he's a very patient man.
2020 was crap, basically. 2021 is what you're all about. It's going to be not a bad year, it turns out, Sarah.
Yeah. It's a fantastic year. Like, but yeah, looking forward to the big day now. And yeah, just look, like it's every couple, loads of couples have gone through what we've gone through, and it's just what it is, what it is, and you just look forward to it, and I can't wait to have a big day.
Well, you can bring the cup for the day and all the photographs as well. It'll look good, Sarah. Congratulations, enjoy the homecoming. Thanks a million.
Thanks a million.